Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And incredible news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. I would like to begin today's podcast with a very special announcement. You've heard me say this before, but I'm so excited about it. My brand new recording, a 12-song collection called The Middle of Nowhere, is available at DennisJernigan.com. at iTunes, and various other streaming services. In addition, my brand new book, also called The Middle of Nowhere, is available on Amazon.com. This book details the many times I have felt alone in the middle of nowhere moments of my life, and I show how God met me in each and every one of those moments. I think it will be of great encouragement to you. I really do. Now, you know how much I love Christmas, if you know me at all, and I've been saying it all month long in December. I love all the music, and I love all the traditions, and I absolutely love celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Today's podcast is the story behind not one, but two Christmas songs. Both are from the studio recording called The Very First Christmas Tree. The first song I would like to share is simply called Hallelujah, and it came to me on November 6th of 2017. Now, let me just tell you this. If you hear some dripping sounds, it's raining here in Oklahoma as I record this today. And it's even snowing a little bit, so it's like perfect timing. So disregard the drips that you hear and just celebrate the time of year we're living in. Every year around autumn, I begin thinking about Christmas. And in November of this year, I did the same thing. That's 2017. I just do. I love the celebration. I love the traditions surrounding the birth of Christ. This year was particularly poignant due to the fact that I had lost my dad in August of 2017. Still going through the process of grief, I decided to worship God in spite of how I felt. That's just what I do. In spite of my circumstances, that's just what I do. In spite of the fact that this would be my first Christmas ever without my dad. Even though he was a quiet man, his presence at family festivities surrounding the holidays of Thanksgiving and Christmas was always a blessing and a family treasure. This song came as I poured out my soul to God in thanksgiving for the priceless gift of Jesus Christ to mankind. Let's listen. Let's worship.
But to suffer, born but to die, born but to sacrifice, lay down your life, born in a stable, cradled in the hay, nailed to an old rugged cross, gave your life away. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. cross to bear sin away, saved that which was lost when you rose from the grave. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Father, we say hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know if you can hear the rain, but it's just peaceful to me. I'm not one of those guys that say rainy days and Mondays always get me down. I'm just the opposite. Rainy days and Mondays never get me down. I love rainy days. They just inspire me so much for some reason. Now, the second song I'd like to share today is called Rejoice, Rejoice. And it's also from the studio recording called The Very First Christmas Tree. This particular song was born on September 27th of 2018. I know. I've already said this, but the truth is I absolutely love Christmas. I've been known to listen to Christmas music throughout the year, not just during Christmas season. This particular year, I had a lot of time to think about the coming days of Christmas, having just had knee replacement surgery a few weeks before on August 7th. As I thought about the upcoming Christmas season, I asked the Lord if He had a new song for me for this year's celebration. And while meditating on the joy I feel when I think about the birth of Christ, I was drawn to the fact that He was given as a gift to all of mankind, a gift that brought healing, salvation, redeeming love, and hope, to name just a few of the blessings of this gift. Now, as you listen to and learn this song, it's my hope that all these blessings and more will be revealed to you in your own life. It goes without saying, I need to share this with you as well. During this period of time that this song was born, I was experiencing much pain and suffering and confusion as to what was going on with my body. Little did I know, but I was experiencing the initial symptoms of Parkinson's. The official diagnosis would not come until January 28th of 2019. I was experiencing rapid weight loss, mental cloudiness, loss of stamina, deep anxiety, bouts of depression, and along with all that, the inability to sing as I once had been able. Since my vocal cords were damaged as of the time of this recording, I asked my daughter-in-law, Ariella, to sing the lead vocal for me. She captured my heart with the sweet sincerity of her voice. She is a worshiper. And get this, God loves me. To top it all off, the song was mixed by my son, Ariella's husband. His name's Ezra. Let's rejoice right now. Let's worship Jesus.
Bed
We thank you for the Savior's redeeming love. Thank you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the resurrection. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ. Amen. John 3:16 and 17 in the New Living Translation of the Bible says this: For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Need I say more, y'all? Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like MP3s of today's songs, Hallelujah and Rejoice, Rejoice from the studio recording The Very First Christmas Tree, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or visit iTunes or other streaming services. And remember this, God loves you so much. And so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are. Merry Christmas.